I just want to let you guys know that they're extreme football players. They like to play out in the cold when it's negative 16 outside, negative 7 outside. But on the flip side, you know, they're also extreme reporters. They can get outside instead of sitting in the room and can get out there and ask questions with their teeth chattering. And I'm actually just trying to see if there are some of these, some of those extreme reporters in this room. So, yeah. See, the thing is, I'm not one of those extreme players. So you don't have to worry about that. Yes, I mean, when you go outside and go from your facility to the outdoor facility and your fingers get frozen with gloves on before you even get over there, I think it was worth the wait, and it's helping us out a lot, especially when you're doing like little things, you know, with the play calling. You don't have to worry about it being cold, and the environment that we're going into, it's indoors, so it's perfect.
So is that an overrated thing, preparing in the cold for a cold-blooded game? Is there anything to that? Or say next week, hosting Miami, if it's like this, would it be more effective to get work done the right way than just go up and freeze?
Some people would say it's best to play the game battle-hardened, but I've went that route before, and it's no fun. So if you can go into the game, you know, just feeling good, knowing what you're supposed to do, that's what it's about. And if you go into a hot place, like you just said, if it's Miami, why go into the cold and be in two different type of environments? So go into the hot bubble, which I like to go into, and it's nice and awesome out there on the turf. So that's what you want.
How many times in your life have you experienced this kind of cold between Alabama and Dallas? Maybe just a couple games you might have played in? Or?
Yeah, just a couple of games I've ever played. Maybe when I played at Pittsburgh, and I played one time at the Patriots. And it's usually like if it's sunny like this, it's fine. But when the sun goes down, a 7:30 game late at night and snowing, and you know the ground is like totally icy. Those are the games you don't want to play in. So it's more like who has the most heart, those type games. And usually, if you can, you know, figure out how to muster up enough strength to play them, you can play really well.
I asked you a couple weeks ago about playing anywhere that's on the road that's not at altitude, and you said you don't even feel like you need to come out. Has that been the case these last couple games?
No. I still get tired. training for the high altitudes, it helps us out because we're so used to it. But I mean, if I go to the low altitudes, I still get tired. It doesn't matter if the wind's thin or not, or the air is thin, however you want to call it. You still going to get tired because when you go hard out there, you're going to push your body to the limit.
What's made this run defense so good?
When you think about, like the OTAs. You know, we always talk about being fierce, always having a good point of attack and tackling well. And that goes to the OTA, starting the OTAs and the mini camp and the training camp, all the drills that we did. And now it's converting to the games. And at the beginning, it was a little rocky at first because guys weren't used to who fits in the B gap, who fits in the A gap, how do we play certain run plays. And now we know how teams are going to attack us. And now we're just, really just playing downhill and doing it like we should.
This Rams team has been kind of hard to figure out. They've, they've gotten blown out against some teams that don't have winning records, and yet they've beaten the Rams, or they've beaten the Seahawks, 49ers, gave the Cowboys and Eagles all they wanted. I mean, people are expecting you guys to have it easy going in there.
No game is an easy game in this league, and you're going to get your best fight out of every team, because no team not going to go into a game saying, hey, we're going to lose this game. They're going to say, you know what, we're going to, let's say if you're the champs, we're going to knock the champs off. Or, this team is 13-0, we're going to knock this 13-0 team off, no matter what the record is. But those teams that they did well against, you have to look at all of the schemes and the stuff that they do. They, doing unbalanced with a tackle in there. They have, on the special team, they're doing all kind of guru plays. So you have to be on point every time and always being able to substitute fast and knowing what they're doing, because the teams that don't, those are the teams that suffer. And usually the teams that play at the house, they usually jump on them really fast. And we can't let that happen.
Who stands out to you on their offensive line?
Actually, the rookie tackle, he's really good. Number 79. He plays really well. He plays with a lot of tenacity. He really good run blocker, and they block the rush really well, and they have all kind of schemes of what they do. But use their left tackle, he's a pretty good player.
Thank you.